Texans Radio with DP Sidhu. Joining me today, Kareem Jackson. How's it going today, Kareem?
It's going great. Going great today.
You're always smiles. You're back now after being inactive for three games. Bill O'Brien said that you had a toothache. We know that's probably not the case. It was your knee. But how has it been for you being back these last 2 weeks? Have you gotten back into a rhythm again?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great. You know, just being back out there with my brothers, you know, practicing and, you know, going to play games, it definitely sucked, you know, watching those guys play and not being able to be out there with them. So, you know, like I said, I'm back. You know, I'm feeling good, healthy, and, you know, looking forward to, you know, practicing and, you know, playing every week.
Final two games of the season, and a lot of people can't help but overlook that at the end of the season, you're an unrestricted free agent. I find it so interesting that you've come from your first year where you had so much harsh criticism to now there's so many people worried that what's going to happen after the season, that you may get thrown all this money and you may go somewhere else. But the fact that your play has gone from that to being so valuable, do you ever look at your whole career and think, like, how full circle it's come for you?
Yeah, I think about it a lot. You know, definitely when, you know, helping the younger guys in the room, you know, I mean, it's definitely been a process, and, you know, to come all this way, you know, I mean, it's been a great thing for me in my career. But at the same time, you know, I definitely have some, you know, some pieces and some guys that definitely helped me, you know, such as Jonathan and, you know, the coaches and stuff here. So, I mean, I'm just excited, you know, like you said, to come so far and to be in the situation that I am, you know, I just see it all as you know, opportunity. You know, I definitely love to be a Texan for, you know, the remainder of my career. So, you know, we'll just have to see, you know, how things go in the offseason.
And hopefully that's the case. We talk about what you've gone through. You probably really had to be mentally tough and have a lot of confidence in what you do to sort of overcome that early start and get to where you are today. Is that just who you are as a person, as a player?
Yeah, that's
or did you learn that?
That's definitely who I am. You know, my dad definitely raised me that way, you know, just to be, you know, strong mentally, you know, and physically, you know. And my thing was, you know, is anything you do in life, it's always a learning process, you know, whether it's playing football, you know, it's getting a new job, whether it's being in a relationship, well, whatever the case may be, it's always a growing process. You know, you live and you learn, and, you know, along that process, you just take little things that help you and that help you be successful in certain situations, and you keep them, and some of the bad things you just kind of throw out. And, you know, over the years, I've been able to put together, you know, a bag of tools that, you know, helped me be successful, you know, these 5 years. So, I mean, like I say, it's you live and you learn in every situation. So I'm glad I'm able to be in the situation that I am now. And, you know, and I look back on it and, you know, and the way that things happen, you know, the way I live, I don't think anything happens, you know, just by chance. You know, everything happens for a reason. So, you know, for me to be able to, you know, bounce back for that, you know, is definitely something that my dad helped me with, you know, along the process as a kid.
Did you think it was one particular point that was a turning point for you, or did it just all sort of happen gradually where you got used to how things were and the speed of the NFL?
I think it gradually happened. You know, each and every year, I got better. You know, I work harder. You know, I always work my technique, you know, whether it's tackling, you know, line of scrimmage technique, you know, bump and run, you know, whatever the case may be. I just wanted to get better in every aspect, in every off season, you know, going into camp. And, you know, I was able to do that, you know. So, and that's what I still try to do today. You know, every day I go out on the field, you know, I work to get better at my craft.